This is URN Sport.
So our first question is, how have the Athletics Club been doing this year in terms of competitions?
Yeah, it's been going really well this year so far. So far our main big competitions have been the Bucks Cross Country and Bucks Indoors. So at Bucks Cross Country our men's team finished 5th, which was actually our best result for around 10 years. And in Bucks Indoors our heptathlon scholar came 3rd in the shot put, so winning a bronze medal, so she was really pleased with that. So that's been a good start to the year, but I guess one of the big events that we've got coming up is Bucks Outdoors, which is the big one on the track.
Okay. So what are your goals for the rest of the year and going into next year as well?
So yeah, I think we've just got to build on what we've done so far this year. So that's for the distance lot, that's kind of preparing for Bucks Outdoors, preparing for the 5K, 1500, 800 events. Coming off the cross-country season, which we've just finished. Whereas for the track guys, it's building on what we've done at Bucks Indoors. They've done really well, so it's just kind of building on that and getting ready to perform well at Bucks Outdoors.
How does athletics work at university level?
So we're kind of split into two squads. We've kind of got a distance squad and a track and field squad. So the distance squad trains 6 times a week at various locations around campus or at Jubilee, whereas the track squad trains twice a week down at Harvey Haddon Athletics Track, which is just kind of a 10-minute bus ride away.
Okay. And how did you get involved in athletics?
I personally got involved because I thought I'd done a little bit of running before university and kind of enjoyed it, but I played lots of other sports back then. But then I came to university and thought, I'll give athletics a proper go and see if I train properly and see what can happen. And yeah, I found a good group of friends and just got really involved with it and really enjoyed it. And from then I've become a bit obsessed with running, really. So yeah, that's my involvement.
Okay. Did you notice a sizable increase in interest after the Olympics in London and then Rio?
I've definitely noticed this year there have been quite a lot coming at the start of the year, wanted to get involved with the sport. I wasn't at the university after London, but I've spoken to a few people and they said that there was a similar effect back then, that the year afterwards there was definitely a lot more interest. And hopefully that will keep going beyond just the year after the Olympics, hopefully next year as well, people to keep wanting to be involved with the sport.
Are there any obstacles in doing athletics?
It's a difficult. I think obviously some people are put off by the name athletics. I think they maybe think that it's really elite and you have to be really fast or have competed a lot before to get involved with it. But I really don't think that that's a real barrier, because actually there's so many people in our club that are social members that just want to come just for a run, just to have a chat, just to improve their fitness rather than thinking about competing. Although actually we've had a lot of people that came along like that at the start, and then by the end of their time or by now in the club they're actually competing and have made huge improvements. That are actually some of the better runners within the club are the ones that just came that wanted to be a social member at the start.
Okay. I noticed that you guys are part of the varsity series, but is there anything planned with the Trent Athletics Club?
Yeah, actually we're trying to plan a kind of unofficial varsity at the moment. So I've been speaking with the Nottingham Trent Athletics Club president, and we're trying to put on a fun event. So some serious events, some more interesting events like mixed relays or elimination mile events that are a bit different to kind of, so everyone can have a bit of fun. So we're planning to do that for later this term or after Easter, because although we're not in the varsity series, we think it would be a nice event for people to get involved with.
What sort of commitment is needed to be part of athletics?
Actually, it's kind of, you can do as much or as little as you want. So I mean, as I said, we have 6 distance sessions a week, but some people will go to all 6 of them. Some people will come once a week. Some people will come once every few weeks. So it's really up to you as much as you want to. So I think that's quite nice that it's not restricted that you have to be there all the time. Obviously, if you're there all the time, then you're likely to be getting fitter. But
And how has the new David Ross Sports Village impacted you guys?
So currently we don't have huge usage of the David Ross Sports Village. I know a lot of people are using it for kind of their own strength and conditioning training or just general cross training. However, obviously there's been a sprint track in there as well, which we're kind of still negotiating use of, because there are a few barriers to that depending on, there's some restrictions from the uni on who can use it, and I think there's kind of a few teething issues at the moment, so we haven't been able to really get usage of that yet, but I'm hoping that's something we're going to be sorted in the next few weeks, especially for our sprint squad.
So what are socials at your club like?
I enjoy them. So we kind of have like nights out every 2-3 weeks. Obviously the normal crisis nights or ocean and stuff like that, and then quite often we have kind of post-race or post-competition socials, so we just go for drinks or do something fun. And then we've also had a few kind of non-drinking socials, which have been like going to Planet Bounce or stuff like that, just kind of to get those people that don't really want to go out just drinking all the time.
Okay. Tell us about the Ed Prickett Memorial Relay on the 18th.
Yep, so that's in 2.5 weeks' time now. It's a relay around campus. It's a 2-mile relay, so everyone runs 2 miles. And you, for men's teams, there's 4 people. For women's teams, there's 3 people. Yes, so it all kicks off on the 18th of March, and registration's at 11 a.m. from 11 a.m. onwards at David Ross Sports Village. Then the men's race is at 2:30 and the women's race is at 1:30. So you can enter, anyone can enter that. You can enter as a team of 3 or 4, or you can enter just as an individual. And for UON students, it costs £2 per person to enter. It costs more if you're not UON. And actually the relays, they originated, there used to be a Nottingham University relay series, and so that ran every year. But then around 10 years ago, one of actually Nottingham's best athletes for a long time unfortunately died whilst competing at Bucks in Newcastle. So since then the relays have been renamed in his honour. So that's why we call them the Ed Prickett Memorial Relays. So every year his parents come and kind of we're there to honour him. So that's what the relays are there for.
Okay. And final question, how can someone get involved with the club?
So I think the best place to go is to our Facebook page. It's UON Athletics Club. If you join the group, and then you get all the information about training and socials and anything. And if anyone wants to come and join, you can feel free to kind of try out a few sessions before joining the club. The club membership's £15 for the rest of the year, so that covers everything for training, that covers towards races as well and travel and all that stuff, so it's fairly reasonable. And we're more than welcome for you to come and join at this time of the year. It's not like you have to have been there the whole year, and feel free just to come along to kind of 1-2 sessions a week, 1-2 sessions a month if you want to, but as much or as little as you want to.
This is URN Sport.